Thank you very much today for joining us, Robert.
Pleasure. Thanks a lot for having me.
So you are in the business of giving gifts through mobile. Can you tell me a little bit about what Voucher is and then how it does it?
Yeah, definitely. So Voucher is a mobile app. We also have another piece as well, which is, you know, for brands and merchants, but I'll talk about the mobile app first. Basically, it's a mobile app that allows someone to create a gift, basically a gift card for anybody, from one of their friends at any location in the world. So meaning you could leave a gift for a small cafe for your friend who's traveling to Paris using the mobile app, or, you know, discover a hot new place like on Instagram and, you know, immediately create a gift certificate for your friend there for their birthday. So one of our big charters is to make sure there's no limits and you can give a gift for absolutely anything you want, anywhere you want.
That sounds very cool. How do you actually accomplish that? How do you make it possible to give a mobile gift anywhere in the world?
So a few different ways. So we use a lot of the kind of social stacks that are out there already in order to kind of create a gift. Basically, the catalog, instead of a traditional catalog of gifts, which generally goes out of date, you know, the second it's released, because you know, new products are always coming out and new places are always opening. So we use social media as the catalog. Basically, we comb, you know, different stacks like Foursquare, Facebook, Instagram, and, you know, basically if there's, you know, some new restaurant that just opened that's on Instagram, for instance, we can kind of pull all that data in to create a gift card in the mobile app. And we even go so far as, you know, we have different partnerships as well. One company is called Single Platform and another company is called GoDaddy, who collect, you know, SKU level data at all these places, such as menu items at individual restaurants and spas. So we actually pull that data in so you can, you know, create a gift at, you know, a hot new trendy place. We'll present the exact prices and menu items of the spa, or the restaurant, let's say, and you can find like a specific thing on the menu, and know the exact price, you know, to give them to, you know, to get that, to suggest them to get that gift. As well as even as far as the photos, we'll put the exact photo of that item, or allow you to kind of search Google or take your own or use your camera roll to kind of build like a super hyper personalized, you know, gift certificate, for your friend. Wherever you want.
All right, that's very cool. Can you take me through the process a little bit of first being the builder and then being the receiver? So, you know, first, you know, I want to send my friend a birthday gift. So they live in a different city than I do. I want to, you know, send them to dinner at a nice place. How do I use this, and then how do I redeem it?
Okay, well, there are like multiple entry points, basically, in order to kind of get the gift-giving creation process started. One is kind of the more kind of cooler things that we're, you know, experimenting with and kind of pushing like the social envelope for gifting as well to make it fun. Basically, let's say you posted a photo. Let's say your birthday. We do surface that data in a feed. So we have a feed that kind of surfaces all your gifting opportunities, birthdays, and other things. But we also surface where you've posted photos on Facebook or Instagram or, let's say, checked in on Swarm or Foursquare. So let's say it's your birthday. We surface that. We also will surface that, hey, you just posted also a photo at, you know, Bar Volo or something like that in Toronto, and, you know, 20 minutes ago. So we surface, like, this real-time information as well. And basically, if I, you know, click that, it will take the Bar Volo location plus the person who's checked in there and kind of kickstart the gift process. You can also start by just picking the person, picking the place, but there's kind of a neat kind of real-time gifting opportunity, so it's a little more engaging and fun. So we kick off the gift process that way. So we grab the location, the person, and then we basically take you through, like, the remaining steps with kind of a little wizard in the app, and it'll you'll the next step basically will surface all the menu items at Bar Volo, all the different beers. You can choose one or kind of make it a general gift certificate for like $50 for anything. But let's say I could choose a specific beer It will then pre-populate the price and the exact name of the beer or the menu item, and also deliver a picture of that item. And basically, you know, it's about two steps this way, and it creates like this personal gift. The next step that you take, since we're also about making gift giving fun, we all come from the game, social games industry, so we've applied like kind of a lot of our learnings there. So we allow you to like do some fun things if you want to. They're all optional, but if you really want to customize it, you can choose a fun game that you play to unlock your gift when you get to the location in the app. You can ask them to take a specific picture of the beer or a selfie at the bar, and you can even wrap your present with kind of, you know, different themed wrapping papers, kind of an analog to real gift giving. And then after that, you basically send it. They receive a text message. If they don't have the app, they'll download the app, and the gift will appear in the app, kind of in their gift wallet. And that's basically how they receive the gift.
All right. So you say you came from the social gaming industry before Voucher. This seems like a lot of fun. It seems like certainly a fun way for people to participate remotely in, you know, distant loved ones and friends' lives. What brought this up for you? You know, were you just desperately wanting to send somebody a beer in a different city?
Well, you know, we've talked about stuff like that, but, you know, kind of more from, you know, in a way from a business, an industry perspective, you know, basically we know, like, we're also kind of, we're all tech entrepreneurs, basically, in this company. And the last company I had was a social games platform, and we sold that to Electronic Arts. And so I worked kind of there for about 3 years as director of the social platforms for their mobile games. So kind of basically, you know, like leaving EA and looking for my next startup, one of the things that was interesting was that a lot of people were trying to take gift cards mobile and digitize them, but no one seemed to have nailed it yet in terms of like had a real win and being successful in it. So looking into that more, you know, we created a hypothesis, and that was that basically people are just digitizing an already very impersonal experience, kind of boring, very impersonal, you know, already the plastic gift card experience is, but then when they digitize it, they just digitize that flow, which in a way made it more impersonal, because now you're not even handing somebody a digital gift card. So we thought, hey, this is, you know, something that needs the engagement layer to actually increase engagement when you digitize it and have a chance at, like, you know, maybe reimagining gifting even with some of these modern tools that are available today, like, you know, just all the different social stacks, the social accounts, our game mechanic theories, etc. So basically we formed a theory to say, you know, let's make this engaging, which is the missing link in digitizing gift cards. So that's kind of how it came to be.
It's a neat idea. So you've just launched, it looks like, the Surprise mobile app, which is sort of a lot of this premise. You can send people gifts, but the gifts themselves are not identified until they go to the location where the gift is advertised for. So I imagine merchants like that very much, because it brings people into their stores. What are you hearing from, you know, both sides of the equation? So from, you know, from your users, people who are using the service or have used the service, and then, you know, from merchants, that is this bringing people to them, or are they seeing people actually, you know, buying because of this or buying more because of this?
Yeah, so it's very early in our phase. I mean, we're a startup, and we're basically just soft launched now for both the merchant and brand platform as well as the consumer app. So there's a lot more exciting things coming down the pipe. However, in these early stages, for instance, we're running some promotions with merchants today that are live in Canada, and for instance, we have an independent coffee shop where two aspects of our platform are, like aspect number one is an offer, so funded by the merchant or a brand or a payment company, they will like fund an offer so people can come in and get like a free surprise, and you know that they don't know what it is until they get there, but say a free $5 a discount off of their coffee purchase. And then the second aspect is it also allows you to give a free gift card at your location to your fans, your social media fans, and say, hey, if you love us, you can give this to your friends. So that's another aspect of the platform. So we're trialing both of these. And basically, we've had like a great response of people giving away free gift cards, like fans of a location giving away free gift cards to their friends, which is a surprise to the friends since they don't know what it is until they get there and they go through the engagement of the app. Since it's location-based unlock, you know, they actually have to go there. And we do have this social layer where people are sending pictures back and forth and chatting while they're there. So they are going to the location, they are buying. And the cool thing about that is we're actually getting friends of existing fans or existing customers to come in, which is really, really interesting. So we're working, that's we're bringing in brand new customers and foot traffic. And once we nail that piece, you know, we will be, you know, the ultimate vision is, how do you make a real world product go viral? How do you get that second new customer to then, you know, create an offer to send their friend and so on and so on and make that one coffee or that latte go viral with new people coming in?
All right. And so we are, you're in the gift giving business. It's the holiday season. You're in a soft launch now. Is that what you're going to be doing throughout December 2014? Are you going to be sort of doing sort of like the lack of a better term, the beta for this sort of during, you know, I imagine it's a good time to be in the gift giving business. So is that what you'll be doing this holiday season?
Yeah, we've engaged a PR firm to kind of help us put together a launch plan. We are still, you know, in a beta state, so we don't want to go too wide right yet, but we're going to target a few cities and keep a close eye on them. You know, as you know, look, as a first version of the product, which is very robust, you know, we want to make sure we come out with our best foot forward. So we're going to just pick a few cities and work with kind of a launch with different bloggers and kind of a grassroots approach. And then, you know, probably by the springtime, we'll be kind of in full-fledged launch mode with kind of offers and sponsored gifts and international release, actually, of the app. Since we support multiple currencies, which is also kind of a very cool aspect, you can leave a gift in Paris and it will be in euros, or you can give a gift in, you know, in Swiss francs, you know, in as well. So it's kind of neat. There's really no limits to it. So there's a lot of moving parts.
All right. You all have just polished off a seed funding round, I believe, and you have some pretty eye-catching names associated with that round. I think I remember seeing Google and Facebook on that list. So what are you doing with that seed money, and when do you go out to try to raise some more?
Well, with the seed money, we're continuing kind of on our mission, pushing the idea of increasing personalization, increasing like kind of the how to make, you know, offers and gifting more social and more fun. So we have a lot of things on the roadmap that is really just the beginning. We have quite a lot of cool things that like would truly reimagine gifting that are coming up. So that's kind of what we're focused on there. As well, we are going to move into some other areas that in our app, such as just kind of peer-to-peer money transfer, kind of Venmo-esque as well. So we kind of have a lot of plans for that. And, you know, we're not in the, you know, we don't have any plans right now to raise more. That's going to last us for quite some time. You know, we'll see how it goes in the next, like, 8 to 10 months.
All right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us today. I always ask the same last question. Is there anything I forgot to ask you about that you want to tell me about?
I think that pretty much covers it. I guess the only other aspect is we are adding on our roadmap as well with our funding a whole bunch of different payment methods. So ultimately, you can fund your card with your gift with any amount or with any source, as well as use it on any source. And we're in talks with a lot of kind of tap wallets as well. So the experience would be like absolutely seamless. our kind of goal on that practical aspect is to be the one app that is the only app needed to give a gift card, you know, anywhere in the world or for any of your needs. In essence, kind of a little disruption to the gift card industry.
All right. Well, that's certainly a big goal. Will you check in with us as it rolls out?
Definitely.
All right. Well, thank you very much for your time today, Robert, and happy holidays.
Great. Same to you. Thanks a lot.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.